Okay, Bezras Hashem, Meshem Kol Yisrael. Continuing with Darchei Noam, we're on page Nun Gimel of the Sefer. We're on Os Gimel, Kebena Misanig Aviv. Habir Mo Koach HaShabbos Mibi Lavas Hashem. To explain and understand what this Koach of Shabbos is that it brings us to Lav Hashem. Who Kemosh Kazab Tiferet Shlomo. Tiferet Shlomo was a Radomsky Rebbe. Fantastic Sfar. Shaderech Lavo La'avas Hashem. The way to get to a love of Hashem, Hi Ayedei Sheyasim Elibo. You have to pay attention to. Avas Hashem Yisparech Lav. The love that Hashem has for us. HaChaveitz Bo. Hashem desires us. Vo'evil So V'shochem Rikribo. He loves us and He dwells among us. When we realize how much Hashem loves us, how much Hashem cares about us, that causes us to love Hashem. Through this, Tisora Bilibo Avas Hashem Kamayim Apanim Apanim. Through this, right, we have the same reaction. When we realize how much Hashem loves us, that causes us to love Hashem. The Kasav and writes the Tiferet Shlomo Zechuso Yagin Aleinu Kimi Hai Taima Magdimis Birkas Avarabba LeKriyashma. Why is it that we have Avarabba for Kriyashma? Because Kriyashma is V'Avta Hashem Alokacha. We're loving Hashem, and we just said it's order to love Hashem. We have to realize how much Hashem loves us. So we say Avarabba, which is about how much Hashem loves us, before we take upon ourselves to love Hashem, because through the knowledge that Hashem loves us and cares about us, right, that we're Bnei Atam Hashem Alokachem, that we're Hashem's children, that causes us to love Hashem. Because this is the Agdama to the mitzvah of loving Hashem. Haderech shetisorer b'lev Yehudi, avas Hashem hi, ayedei ha'kara b'tokif avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. The way to awaken within a Jew's heart a love of Hashem is through the recognition of how strong and powerful Hashem's love is for the Jewish people. Kasher yasim alibo ki ava rabba avtan Hashem alokinu v'hisparach ha'bocher b'amo Yisrael b'ava. When we really realize and understand Hashem loves us, Hashem chose us, and where's Am Skula? Where is people? Aza yisor libo kamayim apanim lepanim la'ava Hashem alokecha. Then through that recognition and acknowledgement, a Jew's heart is awakened to love Hashem. V'zor HaKadosh Isa, says the Zor HaKadosh. Amazing line. I'm going to read the Hebrew translation on the bottom in those bays. If people really knew how much Hashem loves the Jewish people, if we knew how much Hashem really loved us, we'd roar like lions going nuts. But only special people who can really feel this love constantly, right? Throughout our week, right? The world is called an olam. Olam is from the same word as he'olam. He'olam means concealment, right? During the 6 days of the week in the world where the feelings that we have for Hashem are hidden and the godliness that permeates all of reality is hidden, right? So we can't really feel this sense of love that Hashem has for us and that we have for Hashem. Only certain tzaddikim who are completely pure and clean are able to really feel the godliness and the love that Hashem has for us. But on Shabbos, we can all feel this. Ach, b'Shabbos, yachol k'yehudi la'gil dargazo. On Shabbos, we can all reach this level. K'diza b'zor ha'kadosh, sh'b'Shabbos, yehavin leila barnash nishmasa achra. Right, look at those gimel on the bottom. Nosin lo adam nishama acheres. On Shabbos, you have a different kind of nishama. Nishmasa ilah. Nishama elyona. Nishmasa dulchol shlima ba. Neshama shukosh shlemos ba. Right, we have this. It's really interesting. It doesn't say. Right, he's going to say. I'll just say it instead. Yesh adayik shlo naka neshama yisera. It doesn't say neshama yisera like we generally say. It says neshama achra, a different kind of neshama, a totally different kind of neshama. Koshon gemara ela neshmasa koshon gemara ela neshmasa achra. Haynu neshama acheres chadash lagamri. It's a brand new kind of neshama. Baram anpin chadtin ruchinim nafshin neshmasa dechosh shlemabav shonif kama meolam. It's a completely pure and wholesome neshama that is completely sensitive to all the godliness around and the love that Hashem has for us. When we have that neshama achra, when we have that neshama achra on Shabbos, we're able to really understand and feel Hashem's love for us. Mikoach neshama zo anitenes lo b'Shabbos. Through this neshama that is given to us on Shabbos, yachol Yehudi l'argish es rechuma es rechimusa derachim kushabrich l'Yisrael. Through this neshama that we receive on Shabbos, the Jew can really feel how much rachmanis and love Hashem has for the Jewish people. And through this feeling, through this feeling and understanding of how much Hashem loves us, we're like, wow, Hashem, I love you too. I love you too. And then we take pleasure in Hashem. Like a son takes pleasure in his father. Hu rakisha ben margish shu ben yakir etzlav av, right? I take pleasure in my father when I feel close to my father. Realize how close I'm getting to my father. Realize how much my father loves me. The yod shashrim ve'im b'neim shum pir. There's no separation. There's just love. That's when we feel close and pleasure. And so on Shabbos, when we feel this sense of closeness and no separation and love, so there's an immense amount of pleasure. V'chein kasav v'sivra kuzari shabbos kilu ataba el ach. We're like invited to Hashem's hotel, to his table, to be with him. This awakens within the depths of our heart a love for Hashem. And this love awakens in us a deep longing and desire and yearning to be with Hashem. Our Torah service is amazing sefer, right? What we mentioned, I think, yesterday about different collections of teachings of Slanim. Kishemagia Shabbos, when Shabbos comes, mislahev libi ach eni motzei makom lenafshi. Shabbos comes and I feel so much passion and love and holiness, like I don't know what to do with myself. Ki adua kotanugi olam lo shavu la'ava semes. Right? When we know for ourselves, when we really experience true love and true pleasure, which for a Jew is in Torah and mitzvos, we have true love with a spouse, right? So all these like fake ta'anugim in the world, like they mean nothing to me now. I mean, they're irrelevant to us, right? Because we have true pleasure, we have true love. Kasher Yehudi zoche la'ava aza. When a Jew is zoche to have this powerful love of Hashem. V'chiba yisira sherishpe erishpe shal hevzya. I still can't pronounce that word. Right? They're zoche to have this powerful love, this fiery, passionate love. So then what happens? So they leave all the false loves and pleasures of this world because it's relevant to them. Because all they want is the true love, which is love of Hashem. Right? All the pleasures of the world are nothing compared to the love of Hashem. It's irrelevant to a Jew. He doesn't need that anymore. She doesn't need that anymore. This is the gift of Shabbos. On Shabbos, the Jew is zocha to really feel and understand how much rachmanis and love Hashem has for the Jewish people. And through this realization and understanding that Hashem loves us so much, that awakens within us an Ava Rabba. Through the koach of Shabbos, we really see and feel how much Hashem loves us. That causes us to love Hashem. Bezras Hashem will continue tomorrow.